for 26 years. Don Shula and the Miami Dolphins were synonymous. The four-time NFL Coach of the Year led the Dolphins to two Super Bowl victories, including the league's only perfect team, that 72 squad, quarterbacked by Bob Greasy. He also coached three other Dolphins teams that lost Super Bowls, including the 82 and 84 teams. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart, and welcome to Sports and Commentary today. This is a show you help sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the all-new look, WWIB.com, for any information you need to connect and give and support the show. You can listen to it. You can podcast it right there, too. Download it off the podcast at WWIB.com. Well, safety Glenn Blackwood started for Shula, the winningest coach in NFL history on those 1980s Super Bowl teams, and he's back with me on the program today. All right, the man who coached you all those years, Don Shula, passed away not too long ago. I'd like to get some comments about Coach. I guess he was tough. That's what I read. Everybody says he was a tough coach, but intensely loyal to his players. Is that right?
He was loyal. He was a smart coach. He prepared us extremely well before the game. I always said, you know, Coach Shula was a and a number of people have said this, that you know, it was really what made us prepared to what won us football games was what we did Monday through Saturday. And you know, when we walked into a game, we were usually very well prepared. And he was extremely intense. There were no words minced with you if you made a mistake or impeded him from his goal of winning the game. He let you have it, and legendary, as it were. Anyway, he passed almost a year ago, it was really neat. It was one of those times we had his birthday was, but we had a birthday party for him where, you know, just some of the players got together, and we went to his restaurant there in Miami Lakes, everybody got up and told stories, and you know, it's just kind of the way things go, and some of them are, you know, a little off color, and some of them are just funny and stuff. But everybody told stories, and Shula participated. And anyway, on the way out, he had a little scooter he rode. He had bad hips and back and from playing ball, and he was on a scooter, and he happened to just be sitting right by the door by himself. And Mariana's wife, I think, was going to get the car, and I was walking out, and I looked, and I saw him, and I walked over, and it gave, you know, you didn't, because it was a decent sized group of people, you didn't really have a lot of one-on-one time with people, and there he was, and I went up, and I just had the opportunity to thank him for taking a chance on a little skinny kid out of the University of Texas that played defensive back and giving me a shot in the NFL, and I told him, I said, you changed my life, and you know, I thanked him for, you know, for what he did and the opportunity he gave me, and I also thanked him for the fact that he valued a person's ability to think on the field, which was one of my strengths, it was just one of those moments that you have in life that you look back on and you say, man, how cool was that? And I think it was God ordained. I think it was one of those things that God gave me the opportunity to talk with him, and then he passed away about a month later.
Yeah, there's only one Don Shula. He'll never come our way again. All right, Glenn Blackwood played for Coach Shula in those 80s teams 10 years with the Miami Dolphins, still amongst the leaders in interceptions and fumble recoveries on the team. And Glenn, let's ask you to return on our next Sports and Commentary, because we want to explore your faith journey. You've been on this program gosh, I think I know from those 80s teams, we talked Super Bowls, that kind of thing, and talked about the Lord in your life a few times through the years. And let's catch up from a spiritual standpoint. Talk about that next time on Sports and Commentary. Appreciate you being on the program today. All right.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.